Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted tonight. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts who are on the line listening. Thank you so much, as well as my veteran listeners, as well as my newcomers, and those who are making music, and those who are online. There are so many people on the line tonight, and I thank you so much for tuning in. We have a very special program tonight, and it's the AlfredaLoveShow.com Top 10 Gospel Artists list. And these are our top 10 gospel artists who will get us through the week and whose songs minister unto our souls. Amen. And before long, we want to make sure that we cover each gospel artist. Amen, and that each gospel artist connect with us on the AlfredaLoveShow.com so we can get your music and your projects out to the world. All right, so I am so excited, as you can see. We're going to start with Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him who alone doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that stretched out the earth above the waters, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning. And you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We thank you for keeping us safe, Heavenly Father, this very special day. Lord, we ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, Lord. Would you bless those who are going through some conditions and going through some things, Heavenly Father. We ask what they have experienced, such as a Lazarus experience or an experience that the woman had when she had an issue. Then, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you bless those who are coming out of the hospital, Heavenly Father, and those who are contemplating or thinking about going in the hospitals, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you give peace that surpasses all understanding, and would you help us to be better at magnifying who you are and glorifying who you are, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the opportunity to come on the AlfredaLoveShow.com. We thank you for all of the new connections. We thank you for the producers. We thank you for those who are nationwide listening to the ministry and being helped. And we thank you for just the ministry being helped, but all of the listeners and getting to know different people around the nation, people in media, regular people such as myself. We thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for each opportunity and each platform that we're getting ready to step on, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, will we continue to uplift and magnify and glorify who you are, and would you bless us, Heavenly Father, in a major way, and would you bless this ministry, this particular ministry on today, on April 5th, Heavenly Father, to glorify who you are and magnify who you are, to help us to feel better and give us the peace that surpasses all understanding. We ask with each song and each gospel artist who is represented be blessed and touched in a major way. And not only those gospel artists who are listed, but the other gospel artists as well as the people of this nation and country. We thank you, Heavenly Father, and we ask with this particular ministry be something that is acceptable, something that is pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Hey. Amen. All right. Now then, we are getting ready to go higher and higher in the Lord. We're going to listen to our top 10 gospel artists. And to kick us off, we're going to have the FBCG Combined Mass Choir all in his hands, followed by Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, blessing to be a blessing. Then we're going to have Pastor Marvin Winans. I'm over it now. Then we're going to have the Flint Cavaliers, Holding On. That's the short version. Then we're going to have Psalmist Tina Campbell and Teddy Speak the Word. You are listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. Of course, I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love.
Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. I am. Feel of emptiness, let me in its way, burning Hey.
freedomloveshow.com, and we have so many people who have joined us. We kicked it off by listening to Dr. Charles G. Hayes and the choir, All in His Hands. And guess what we're going to take to God? This and that. Amen, because God can do it all, and God can take everything in his hands, and he can make it all right. Then we heard from Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford all the way from Mississippi. She said, blessed to be a blessing. How in the world can we love God and not help our brothers and sisters on earth? Is the question that she asked in that song, which was very powerful. That was Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Then we heard from Pastor Marvin Winans. He says, I'm over it now. This was another version. But basically said he woke up this morning, and one morning he was free. And because he was free, he had the victory. And when you become free, when you allow God to take over your life, you automatically have the victory because God is a winner. There's nothing about God that fails. Amen. The Flint Cavaliers, this is a new group, holding on. Now, there's a lot of things going on in Flint dealing with the water and things. But the whole message is to hold on and keep the faith because you've been down so long. But hold on and keep the faith. Things are going to get better. That means pray without ceasing, pray in season and out of season. And then we ended or concluded the first half with Sister Tina Campbell and Brother Teddy. And they told us to speak the word. So no matter whatever we're going through, whatever you're going through, whatever storms is happening, Flint, whatever is happening, speak the word of God. That's how we conquer the world. And before we get into our second half, I want to say this while God has this on my mind. We're going to look at or study on this ministry, how to use the word in a worldly environment. How to use the word of God in a worldly environment. Amen? Amen. We're getting ready to go higher and higher in the second half of our ministry. We're going to hear from a new gospel artist. If all of you remember the late Mr. Pastor Timothy Wright, he used to sing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when all those hurricanes happened. Well, this is his son. Amen. His son, he's going to come on the ministry as well, but we're going to listen to his music today. His son, Mr. David Wright, in the New York Fellowship Mass Choir, Clap Your Hands. This is a new hit. Then we're going to hear from Sister Tamala Mann right up the street in Dallas, Texas, One Way. And be sure to support Mr. Mann in Waco, Texas, on the 9th. Then we're going to hear from a new artist, Mr. Carl B. Phillips, the new artist on this ministry. Mr. Carl B. Phillips and friends, I know what God did last summer. Amen. I know what he did last summer. Then we're going to hear from someone familiar, Pastor Dorinda Clark Hole, nobody but God. Who did that? Who's opening these platforms? Who's building us up? Nobody but God. Then we're going to finish it all by listening to the late Reverend James Cleveland. God has smiled on me. Amen. I live every day to please God. Amen. So you're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yes. No way. Go ahead. Smile. wrong don't mean. Sure been good to me. He is the cause of all my joy. Fill me with his love. Everything I need. Ooh, he sends it down from up above. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. A lamp unto my path is he. Without him I would fall. I don't know what he is to you. Oh, but to me he's my all and all. Thank you.
Amen, amen, and amen. We have concluded the AfridaLoveShow.com top 10 Billboard gospel artists. Amen. And we kicked it off. We kicked it off with Dr. Charles G. Hayes, All in His Hands. This and that, I put it all in his hands. He can handle it. Yes, God can handle it. Then we heard from Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, blessed to be a blessing. And she says, how can you love God? How can you love Jesus whom you have not seen but cannot help your sisters and brothers who you see on a daily basis? That was the question when they are in need. Then we heard from Pastor Marvin Wine. And she says, I'm over it now. He says, one morning he woke up and he was free. And because he's free, he had the victory. When God releases you, you have the victory in God. Then we heard from the Flint Cavaliers. They dedicated this song to Flint, Michigan, and we're still praying for them. We have not forgotten about them. He says, hold on. You've been down for so long, but hold on. And God just said, he says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And everything is temporary. The only thing that's permanent is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Then we heard from Sister Tina Campbell and Brother Teddy. They said, speak the word. And we speak the word to conquer the world. Then we kicked it off with our second half with Pastor David Wright in the New York Fellowship Church. Clap your hands. And I don't know what you came to do, but I came to praise the Lord. And that was the gist of that song. Then we heard from our neighbor down the street, Sister Tamala Mann. She says, there's one way. It doesn't matter how rich we are, how poor we are. It doesn't matter who we know. She says, there's only one way to get to heaven. Amen. God says, no man cometh unto the Father. No man cometh unto the Father but by the Son. Amen. Amen. Then we heard from Mr. Carl B. Phillips. I know what God did last summer. And guess what? I'm not going to worry about this season because I know that God can do it again. Then we heard from Pastor Dorinda Clark, Cole. And she says, nobody did this but God. And she says, I've learned to trust in God. And she said, God still works miracles. God made a way, and he does. Then we ended it with the late Reverend James Cleveland. God has smiled on me. And guess what? He is the cause of all of my joy. Amen. Now, I thank you so much for tuning in and listening to our top 10 Billboard gospel artists. Thank you so much for tuning in to our top 10 Billboard gospel artists. Now then, this is a time in which we say, you know, you can give your life to Christ. You can accept our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or reject. But if you reject, just understand that we'll still be lost in the wilderness. So when we give our lives unto Christ, we basically say, Lord, I surrender unto you. And that's all you have to say. And so we're going to listen to Pastor Jesse Dixon and Bishop T.D. Jakes, Yes, Lord. And then we're going to go ahead and go into our announcements, and I'm going to bid you a great, blessed night. You're listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love.
Churches, when we start saying yes, the lyrics are not refined and the melody is not specific, but the message is quite clear. Sometimes life hands you something that is so difficult to take. If you didn't have a yes, you wouldn't be able to go through what you're going through. And sometimes you find yourself driving down the road. That song is not the kind of song that you record, you know. You don't need a CD of it. It's something that when you're driving down the road with tears running down your face, and life has handed you a tornado, and quite frankly, all hell is breaking loose in your life. And you don't even know what God is doing in your life, but you got to trust him. Even when you don't even understand what in the world he's doing in your life. And the devil is telling you to just give up and throw your hands up and walk away. And he says, why don't you just curse God and die? And right when he expects you to walk away from God, something you says, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Somebody ought to throw your hands up and say, yes, Lord. Maybe you're going through something real hard right now, but just tell him, yes, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. Are you guys ready for greatness? God is going to do some wonderful things. He's going to do the imaginable. And when God does things, it just leaves us all in awe because of his greatness and his mercy. And usually I don't do this before the announcements, but let us pray. We're going to pray for those who are going through the storms of life. We're going to pray that yokes be broken. We're going to pray that people are liberated and set free. We're going to pray for people who aren't feeling well. We're going to pray for pains in our necks and our backs. We're going to pray that our hands, everything we touch is success. We're going to pray for the next level because many people are getting ready to enter into the next level, to transition into the next level, into the higher ground. Many people are getting ready to go into new dimensions. Many people are getting ready to go into new terrains, and we want to make sure that everything that you walk on is anointed by God. We want to make sure that we're in the will of God, and we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch each person who's on this line and those who are coming. We thank you for the ordination of the word of God. We thank you for the revelation and the consecration of our renewing of our spirits in the name of Jesus. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each person, whether they're in the hospitals, whether they're in their homes, whether they're in their cars, wherever they are. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to increase and magnify who you are, increase your territory, increase this show. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless each platform that we step upon, would you prepare it in the name of Jesus right now, where when we step on these platforms, we can be able to show men, women, boys, and girls that we belong unto you. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the doors that you're opening and the doors that you have opened, and we thank you, Lord, for the doors you've closed. We thank you for the valley moments. We thank you for the mountain experiences, Lord, and we ask as we continue to expand our reach, would you bless us in a mighty way, Lord. We ask, would you bless those who are sick and afflicted all around us, Lord, those who aren't feeling well. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you take the pain away from the extremities of our necks and our backs, Heavenly Father. We ask in the name of Jesus, would our feet begin to walk in your pathway, Heavenly Father. Anything that's in our hands that's keeping us, Lord Jesus, from doing of your service, we ask that it be removed. We ask that our ears be unstopped so that we can hear the revelation and the word of God. We ask that our eyes be lifted up unto the hills, and we ask that anything that is hindering us from seeing, anything that's blinding us from seeing the Spirit of God and the will of God, we ask in the name of Jesus that it's removed right now. We ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you bless each and every person who's on this line? Would you bless their family and their children, and would you bless and give them the needs and wants of their hearts in the name of Jesus, Lord? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to anoint this ministry, the AfreeLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. In the name of Jesus, we ask, would you bring people, Heavenly Father, and the people that you're bringing, would they be in love with you as much as I am, Heavenly Father? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you consecrate the new projects and the new things that's coming along, Heavenly Father? And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you give your seal of approval to anything that you would want us to do or have? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you help us to continue to magnify and glorify who you are? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for answering prayers, Lord. We thank you for healing. We thank you for renewal. We thank you for strength, Lord. We thank you for opening up closed eyes, Heavenly Father. We thank you for opening up deaf and ears, Heavenly Father. And we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to perform your miraculous work in the name of Jesus, Lord. Now, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer and as everyone goes on their way and as everyone rests peacefully tonight, Lord, we ask, would you give us somewhere in your kingdom? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I had to do that. I had to do that to be obedient unto God. Now we're getting ready for announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can click on freetolove.com. That's AlfredaLoveShow.com. And click on Love Radio, and you will be right there in the studio. Amen. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, publicists, anyone with a positive message, anyone with new CD releases, please, Facebook Alfreda Love at AlfredaLove, or FredaLove, or DralfredaLove. I would love to have you on the ministry. I also would love to put you on the website, which I'm going to do tomorrow, God's will. In addition to that, as I said before, continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know, those you do not know, because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. When you pray for your family member, you have to call out those things that they need, whatever it is that they need. Call those things out and go ahead and claim those things as if they were so, because God is able to do everything, and he does not fail in his word, nor All right. In addition to that, make sure that you grab your calendars. Please grab your calendars. Grab your calendars. Please grab your calendars right now. Amen. Praise God. Grab your calendars. All right. If you go ahead and turn or type in stellargospelmusic.com and go ahead and go to church events around the world, pastors, that's stellargospelmusic.com, stellargospelmusic.com. Click on church events around the world, pastors. And, of course, you will be on the media page, Entertainment and Media. You see that on the 9th, there are two events going on. The Central Texas Comedy Event, Mr. David Mann, you know him as Leroy Brown, one of Tyler Perry's movies. Also, the location will be at the Waco Convention Center, 100 Washington Street, at 7 p.m. April 9th, 2016. Tickets, general admission, $32. VIP is $42. As I said before, this is a wonderful event. If you want to have some laughs and just have a good time and hang out and things of that nature, I would really encourage you to go to this event. You will not regret going to this event. You're going to have Mr. Mann and many other individuals who's performing, and it's going to be a nice event. So if you want to get some laughs in and things of that nature, be sure to come to Waco and support the Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann and others. All right. Then, of course, the J. Spivey Production presents the Gigantic Gospel Concert 2016 with, of course, Pastor John P. Key, Brother Anthony Brown, the Rogers, the Lisa Knowles Sisters, the Truthettes, then the Doc McKenzie and the Highlights, and many other individuals at the Friendship West Baptist Church. This is in Dallas, Texas, on the 9th. Doors open at 3. The show begins at 4. The tickets pre-sale is $30. The day of the show is $40. And if you want to be VIP, it's $50. All right? So be sure to look at these two events. Of course, if you're in Dallas, support that event, the Gigantic Gospel Concert. If you're in Waco, support Mr. David Mann's event as well. But with these two events, if you're going to try to make both, you may have to leave early from the Gigantic Gospel Concert to make it to the one in Waco. But guess what? On the 10th, which is that Sunday, the same Gigantic Gospel Concert is going to be in Houston, Texas. So you don't really have to select, do I want to go to Dallas? Do I want to go to Waco? No. Just go to the Central Texas Comedy Event with Mr. David Mann on the 9th, and then go to the Gigantic Gospel Concert on the 10th in Houston, Texas. Simple as that, okay? Because they're going to have that concert, the last one, on Sunday. So if you miss some of it, then just go Sunday, all right? All right, so while we're on this page, let's look at services. Some of the services, and this page is not up yet, obviously. Okay, but some of the services, of course, we have books and we speak and things of that nature and tutor, so we will get into that. But if you want to contact me, of course, here's a contact form. Be sure to fill in your name as well as your email and subject and message, and click the submit button so that I can get your message. Of course, about the radio station, this is an international radio station. Here are some of our sample radio shows, so be sure to click on those and listen to those shows. And then, of course, here's home. You will see many different gospel artists, and you will see new projects. We're going to add some new projects. You'll see two of our highlight gospel artists, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford out of Mississippi, and there is Pastor Marvin Winans as well. And then to inform the AfreeTheLoveShow.com of any new releases, please email me at emonya, like you've been doing, _love@yahoo.com, with the artist, album title, label, and release date. It's basically a press release, if you will. AfreeTheLoveShow.com, we're going to add those shows, of course. Then coming soon, the StellarGospelMusic.com magazine. Some of the shows to watch out for is The Bounce TV presents It's a Man's World on Tuesdays. All right? Be sure to watch that. Then, of course, The Mary Marys on Thursday. Then The Carmichael Show on Sundays. Once again, we want to thank San Antonio, Texas, for the lovely welcome and for each and every one of you who came out to the seminars. We thank you so much. And, of course, once again, there's Mr. David Mann and others live in Waco on the 9th. Then the big gigantic concert in Dallas, Texas on the 9th. And then in Houston, Texas on the 10th. Of course, our top 10 billboard, you was able to hear our top 10 on tonight. And then please contact us for events, media, interviews, speaking, or promoting. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. We're working on the AfreeTheLoveShow.com television, so please be sure to check back with that. If you want to advertise your church, please be sure to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Here are some of the ways in order to contact me on social media. Facebook, Afreda Love, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E, or A-L-F-R-E-D-A-E-M-O-N-Y-A-L-O-V-E, or D-R-A-L-F-R-E-D-A-L-O-V-E. Instagram is Afreda Love, and LinkedIn is Afreda Love. All right, so that's that website. If we go to afreda.hubpages.com, that's A-L-F-R-E-D-A.hubpages, H-U-B-P-A-G-E-S.com, you will see some articles here, many different articles. And if you want to look at some of the other articles, I'm going to pull those other articles up so that you will be able to look at them. But we have many different media articles on education, social studies, media. We have many different articles on media, and we have articles on education and family and gospel music. So please, please, please be sure to check this page out. Then also go to the AfreedaLoveShow.com. This is the main hub for everything. I'm just going to highlight some of the things on here. You'll hear some music once you click on it. Okay. All right. So the homepage, you see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. She's interested in film and gospel. Then you see Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministry and gospel as well. So check out their websites, please. Please click on the Love Radio. If you click on Love Radio, like right now, you'll be right in the center of the studio. Isn't that cool? You'll be right here. All right. So anytime that the show comes on, all you have to do is click on that particular button and get all these ads and things off here. If you scroll all the way down, you will see that we're on air now, like right now. And if you go all the way down, you will be able to check out all the shows. If you click on number 1, you will have all the shows, and number 2, all the way to number 9. And so click, and it goes even further. So be sure to click on those numbers, and then you will be able to enjoy many of the shows. And I'm also going to try to pour from each of the shows so that you will be able to actually view the shows, and it keeps going on and on. Okay. All right. So let's go back to that. So that's the radio. Okay. We're working on the Marcy Gerald story, which is a script, and, of course, there's Love Radio. Spiritual Guide on the Go. If you want to receive a copy, it is $7.56. We only have 8 left in stock, ladies and gentlemen. We have 8 left in stock. 8 spiritual guides on the go left in stock. Be sure to get your copy. We only have 8 left. The spiritual guide, the purpose of the spiritual guide is to increase awareness of how God expects us to walk in His Word and identify the principles involved in our faith walk. And it's designed to teach believers how to find and maintain faith, evaluate our daily walk, and draw closer unto God. And so in reviewing the spiritual guide, the goal is to be renewed, empowered, and ready to help others find faith and favor in God. And so we only have 8 left in stock. So please, please, please be sure to get your copy. Also, when you receive your copy, this is what I need you to do. I need you to email me, because I have copies as well, and we're going to add a store where you will buy directly from me, and it will be a little bit, I'll give you a discount. But in the meantime, if you buy from Amazon, or when you buy from Amazon, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. After you read the guide, and let me know what you liked about it, and let me know what you would like to see as well. And if you need a speaker for this particular book, or if you want to have a book study, let me know, and we can get that set up. If you want to have a workshop, let me know, because we are actually booking for workshops now for this particular spiritual guide on the go. So be sure to contact me directly. You can contact me on Facebook, or you can contact me on the website. But we only have 8 left in stock. We only have 8 of these left in stock, and it's a great read. And so please be sure to pick up your spiritual guide on the go. About the venue, as I said before, this is an outlet for conversation for people all over the world, okay? The location and contact, this is, of course, online, and so it's international. If you want to send a comment or review, please do so, and please click the submit button so I can receive it. Gospel artists in the industry, there are many gospel artists who are in the industry, so be sure to check those artists out and support their music. Then, of course, we have the links. Of course, connect with Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford and Sister LaShawn McLemore. If you need bookings for gospel artists, please be sure to contact me. I have many different direct contacts. So if you need a gospel artist or you need someone in ministry or you need a speaker, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Let me pause right there because I've had some requests for religion and I've had some requests for education. Let me pause right there. If you need, as I said before, any of those services, singers, speakers, when I say singers, I'm speaking of gospel, then let me know. Be sure to email me and let me know specifically. Say, you know, my name is so-and-so from this organization, and currently we are seeking a motivational speaker, okay? And so I will be able to help you in that area. Or this is so-and-so from so-and-so, and we need a gospel artist, then we have gospel artists as well. So be sure to connect with me, as many of you have, and I'm going to be speaking, and I'm going to give you my schedule so that you guys can come out and check us out. I'm going to be speaking in different places, so be sure to email me if you want to have a book study on the spiritual guide. It's a phenomenal book. If you want or need gospel artists, or if you need speakers, as I said before, then love is always the answer. Amen. Love is always the answer to everything. Love is the answer. If you want to connect with me on these fan pages, I have a Love's Comedy and Entertainment page, I have a Love's Media and Event Coverage page, and I have a Love Lift Jesus Ministry page. So if you want to connect with me. And, of course, here's the spiritual guide again. There's only 8 left, so be sure to pick up your copy. Then, of course, the radio station. If you want to click on the radio station any time of the day or night and listen to one of the motivational Praying with Love or an interview, you can feel free to do so. It's open to the public, and it's free, F-R-E-E. Then here's LinkedIn. LinkedIn is one of my business pages in which I do a lot of, or I conduct a lot of conversations with business individuals. For instance, we have people from the media, right? I just had someone request they want to connect with us. And so when they connect with us, we talk, and I want to begin to do projects with different individuals and things of that nature. And so God is really blessing this platform to do many great things, okay? So let's go back to the particular, excuse me just a second. Let's go back to our page here. See if we can get back there. Okay, so that was the link. Then meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford. Sister Eddie Ruth was here in Waco, Texas, and she was one of our judges for, we had a gospel, we had a talent show, and she was here. Well, anyways, this is her bio, and she's a legend in the music ministry, the gospel music ministry, and she's also played in many plays and things of that nature. And so she's really seeking, as I said before, she's into gospel and she's into film. And so if you stay on this page long enough, then if you scroll to the bottom, you will hear her music. And the first song, of course, is Blessed to Be a Blessing. And so please be sure to tap into her and also check out her music on her website. When you first click on the homepage on my page and click on that particular website, then whoop, there she is. All right, so check out her music and things of that nature. And then, of course, here is Meet Radio's Dr. Avrita Love. And once again, I want to thank each and every one of you for inviting me to speak on your platform. As I said before, if you want to conduct or have a book study on the spiritual guide to go, or you want me to come and speak about it, then email me. It doesn't matter what church it is, where it's at. It doesn't matter what organization it is. But what matters is that we convey the word of God correctly. So if you want a book study on the spiritual guide to go, we're doing that. Okay, and this is a little bio, a little bit about me. Then, of course, School Matters, Cool Classrooms, Bullyproof in Schools. Then, of course, Health Matters, Control Your Metabolism, Move Something. Leadership, 5 Habits of Successful People. Then Motivating the Team, No Team Member Left Behind. Then, of course, Religion, Your Church is Within the Heart, Relationship, Religion, and Relief. Okay, and so these are some of the topics that we speak on. So I would love to come and speak. I'm speaking to some churches and also organizations pretty soon. I will be in Memphis, Tennessee pretty soon. And so please be sure to come out and check out that workshop, because that's actually an educational workshop. So when I go to Atlanta, it's going to be more of a Christian workshop. And so we're into Christian and education. So please be sure to email me once again at emonya_love@yahoo.com. All right, Love's Author Corner. Here are some books here, different authors. If you're an author, that's another thing. Please be sure to submit your book cover and your photo because I want to add you into the library, okay? All right, Health and Human Performance. Make sure that you remain in healthy. Make sure that you know what you're putting in your body. Entertainment. These are some of the entertainers, and we're working on the Marcy Gerald story. All right. And then if we have project or casting calls, I will place those on my Facebook page. R&B singers, once again, you know who they are. Then, of course, meet artist LaShawn D. McLemore. She is a minister out of Dayton, Ohio. Here's her bio. If you stay on this page long enough, you will hear I Am Healed. It's an excellent song. It's a beautiful song. I love that song. And then, of course, the community engagement page. We're going to add pictures, as we said before. Okay? All right. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me on the AfritaLoveShow.com, also known as the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. Once again, if you need gospel artists or if you need speakers, email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I'm calling on event planners. So event planners, if you have events, we would love to come and be of service to you. And so gospel artists, speakers, if you want to work with someone on a project, if you need for your artists to be interviewed or your authors to be interviewed, or if you have something unique that you want to come on this ministry and share, please do so, because we love to highlight the gifts of God, okay? And so I'm going to give you my contact information one more time, because the Spirit is saying that, because there's so many people who want to get or purchase the book, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. And there are individuals who are looking for artists as well as speakers. So here it is. My email is emonya_love@yahoo.com. Let me say it again. emonya_love@yahoo.com. In your little sentence box, put speaker or gospel artist, or put interview, okay? Or if you have something, a project that you would like to collaborate on with me, then please put that in the box. That way I can just open it and know what the gist of the email is going to be. I want to thank each and every one of you who is supporting my book. I want to thank each and every one of you who is also listening to theafritalofshow.com. Be sure to text a friend, tell a friend that theafritalofshow.com is on, was on, and will be on. So be sure to text your friends and family. I have many individuals who are on the line on tonight, and I thank you so much. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we are praying with love and power. We're praying with love and power. So be sure to come back on tomorrow. And then we're going to have some interviews with some phenomenal people that you witnessed on TV and some individuals that you hear on the radio. I mean, it's going to be a great show from now until May, God's will. We already have people that's asking. We have connections. We have things that's going on. So, I mean, people are connecting as we speak. They want their artists to come on the ministry. So I really appreciate that. Continue to get the word out about that freedomlovshow.com, because God has taken us places. And when I come to your town, I want you to be familiar with what we do and our mission and vision and our goals. And we're going to go over that again. But when I go to a place, I'm never a stranger, because I always try to get the word out that God is good and God goes before me. And because he goes before me, our spirits, wherever I go, always connects, because I always take love with me. I can't help but to take love with me, because my last name is Love. So I take love everywhere I go. So that's what you need. That's what you need on your platforms. That's what you need as your speakers. That's what you need as your go-to persons in order to get these gospel artists. You need love. That's the bottom line. At the end of the day, everybody wants to feel loved and be loved. And you have love. And that's Dr. Afrita Love. Amen? Amen. So we want to pray for all of our gospel artists that were on the ministry on tonight, ministering into our souls. Dr. Charles Hayes, Psalmist Eddie Ruth Bradford, Pastor Marvin Winers, the Flint Cavaliers, Psalmist Tina Campbell and Teddy, the artist David Wright, Pastor David Wright, and the New York Fellowship Mass Choir, Psalmist Tamala Mann, artist Mr. Carl B. Phillips and Friends, Pastor Dorinda Clark Cole, and the late Reverend James Cleveland. We want to pray for their families. We want to pray for their projects. We want to pray for their legacies. We want to pray for everything that they are doing, and we want to ask God for continued success. Of course, as I said before, come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we're praying with love and power. On Monday, we had it, we had our needs and wants and things of that nature. And then, of course, today we had our top 10. And so on tomorrow, God's will, we're praying with love and power, believing and expecting in the power of God. Amen? Amen. Someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about. You tell them that love chew up because God is love. Until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrita Love of the AfritaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Afrita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.